Thank you.
Former Congressman and State Representative Ed Case is sign-waving in Pearl City, the same spot he campaigned from in 2012. But this time it's different. He beat six other Democratic contenders in the primary election and is headed for the general election with a big lead.
My number one priority is to find the critical mass inside the United States House of Representatives that believes, as I do, that we need to do this a little bit differently. You know, there's just so much yelling and screaming there right now, so much division, so much bitterness, whether you want to talk about immigration or the economy or health care or Social Security and Medicare preservation. Every single one of these issues has critical and urgent decisions to be made, and yet Washington is not making those decisions.
Case walked the entire 1st Congressional District, 62 miles from Makapu'u to the top of Nililani Mauka to Kahe Point. Case says he intends to represent all of the people of CD1.
My responsibility includes making sure that my constituents, the 750,000 people I directly represent, understand what the issues are that I'm dealing with. I'm a Democrat and proud of it, but that doesn't mean I only represent Democrats. I obviously represent many people who are not Democrats. I'm responsible for representing everybody as well as I can.
It's been nearly a dozen years since Case was in Congress representing the 2nd District. Since then, he lost two major races and dropped out of one. But he says he carries all of the lessons learned, win or lose, and through it all, his strongest allies have been with him.
My family has just stood with me just throughout. I mean, I choke up talking about it, but, you know, this is a family that has been in Hawaii for generations. We have believed in Hawaii. We've given back to Hawaii throughout, whether it be education or business or the nonprofit or government or politics. We believe that we have an obligation back to Hawaii.
Case won the Democratic primary with 47,000 votes, 17,000 more than his closest Democratic rival and three times more than his Republican challengers combined. But as he's done in the past, Case will not claim victory.
Yes, it's bocce. It is taking voters for granted, and I'm not going to say that. You know, I'm asking folks for their vote. And regardless of whether you win or not, but if you do win a campaign like this, it's empowering. You go into office with the confidence that you know what folks want and that you have their support, and that empowers you to make, I think, the right decisions.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.